honestly throw you in the trash. Welcome back to the 3am podcast. My name's Jess. Today we're joined by someone who's really advocating cat bowel safety by encouraging all available cats to do all the poops they need to. It's an exciting day because I've figured out how to record with two microphones, and I've temporarily stolen my housemate's, she allowed me to borrow her microphone. So it's a good day to be alive. So yeah, my name's Jess and I'm joined with the one and only Australia's sweetheart. You know her family, Bindi Irwin.
Wow. It's an honour. You can call me Ben. Most people do, because I just need to be thrown in the trash, yeah. To be honest.
Basically. So yeah, we're joined with Bindi Irwin. unfortunately, not the Bindi Irwin that I originally signed up for. So.
My sincerest apologies.
Yeah, so that was a shock. But no, I've got a guest in the house in the world. Oh, have I even said what we're doing? So yeah, this is a 3am podcast.
This is the second time you've told them this. Are you going to say your name's Jess again? That would be the third
time.
Yeah,
my name's Jess. Oh, I live in Australia. I'm from New Zealand. That's always a fun fact I like to put in there. And yes, today I've finally figured out how to record with two microphones. So that's what's going to be happening. And
what that?
Oh, it must be Kayla. Bindi did temporarily forget that we're recording a podcast and just left the room.
Again, throw me in the trash.
Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, this is the podcast where you talk about whatever you might accidentally end up talking about at like 3 a.m. So anything's on the table, everything's on the table. But what I thought... Okay, so just to clarify, this isn't actually Bindi. This is... Oh... back. How many times can you be back?
This is going so well.
This is going swimmingly. So yeah, the first thing that I would like to, I suppose, ask... Oh yeah, wait, have I explained that you're not actually Bindi Irwin?
I think you started to. Okay. And then we left.
Yeah, so this isn't Bindi Irwin. This is... another Bindi.
Trash.
It is Bindi, yeah. No, so this is Emily. I don't know why she's ended up with the name Bindi.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something to do with Michael Finch somewhere, but I'm definitely not gonna... I'm just gonna move this closer to you.
Wow, hey, hello. What up?
There we are. Say something.
Hello.
Oh, amazing. Look at that sound quality. Yeah, I'm sure it's something to do with Michael Finch, so... shout out to you, Michael Finch. But no, this is just Emily. Is she a celebrity? Ben, are you a celebrity?
Likely story.
Okay, so yes, she is a celebrity. No, I just figured this is a 3am podcast, so why not just have people on here that you like would talk about 3am-esque things with? And the first question that I have for you, Bindi, is... what's one thing you wish people would talk less about?
Oh, dear. I didn't realise I was going to be interviewed. I'm so underprepared.
I didn't know that you were going to get interviewed either, to be honest. I just found some questions. And they're really good, actually.
Okay. I wish people would talk less about... I don't really, like, listen anyway.
All right, guys, that's been the 3am podcast.
Shout out to all the people who thought they were my friend.
Yeah. No, so what do you particularly not listen to? Okay, what's
watch like... me ruin every icebreaker challenge anyone tries to do.
Is that it? You wish people would stop small talking like they do in icebreaker challenges?
Yeah, I hate those. Can we not do those, please?
What?
Anyone ever, anywhere.
When was the last time you had to do an icebreaker challenge? Did we have to do, did you do them where we work?
Yes.
Okay. For those listening, just had a gun to her head, apparently.
I wish we had a video going right now because my eyes just then.
Yeah,
so... I like Bailey trying not to come out of that cage right now.
So just to give you guys a little setup, we're in a room with nothing on the walls. It's just a mattress, basically.
This is a prison.
Yeah.
She's trapped me.
Basically, and we're just trying to make as little noise as possible so we don't scare a small animal that has just been on a very long trip and is making a very temporary stay. It definitely kind of looks like Bindi's been abducted, and you know, that's just how it is. But she's somehow proceeded to actually get inside the bed.
Look, I've made myself at home, so that's fine.
Yeah, she's just gotten right on in there.
Yeah, this has progressed from just sitting in here to like literally laying down, and I'm asleep now. Goodbye.
Yeah, because there's only one chair in this, and we can't really use the desk because it's just a bit of a whole thing, and like
I don't really want to be sitting on your lap.
Yep, exactly. And so it's like, okay, so we'll just record on this giant ass bed, which takes up like half the room. But now Bindi's decided it's nap time, and she's
every time is nap time, let's be real.
Okay, so the thing that you wish people would talk less about are just icebreakers, so like basically conversations that
I wish people would ask me less how I'm doing in emails and just get to the point.
That's a big mood. That is a big mood. I don't even say hi, blah, 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 really anymore.
Just tell me what you need from me and I'll do it.
Yeah. I might say...
Let's skip the pleasantries.
Yeah, I might say, hey, have we got an answer on this? Cheers. That might be it. But that's about as much. Unless it's a brand new email. Like, if it's a brand new, then I'll say, like...
It's funny that you feel this way, though, because remember that time I didn't say, hey, how are you, on the phone to someone at Officeworks?
Yes, because on the phone is very different. So this... Bitch.
But triggered.
I'm very passionate about protecting our retail workers at all costs. They go through a lot.
I didn't want to waste their time. I knew where I needed to go, and it wasn't who I was talking to.
So this poor...
Watch everyone think that I'm an absolute bitch after this podcast. I'm actually a really nice lady.
This poor 15-year-old Officeworks worker.
I didn't even know she was 15. Don't judge her. You know her name, not her story.
Clocks into work. You know, with the like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to really take on the day and, you know, conquer all challenges. And it's just really excited and just knows that the world is her oyster. And anyway, jumps
no
into...
No one feels that way at 15, Jess, come on now.
jumps into her shift at work, and it's just like, you know what, today's going to be a good day. And then the phone rings and she's like, wow, I wonder who's on the other end of that. Is it opportunity? And so she answers. She's like, hello, welcome to Officeworks, how can I help? And is greeted by, yeah, can you put me through to someone else, please? Because you're trash.
That is a gross over-exaggeration.
Okay.
I said, hello, could you please put me through to... Where was I looking? What was I looking for that time? Was that...
I don't know. Probably... Some compassion for retail workers.
I used to be a retail worker. No one cares about you.
Exposed. Cancel Bindi 2020. Wait, are we cancelling people 2020 or are we still cancelling 2019?
We're still in 2019.
Exposed.
Sorry, I'm only cancelled for... Wow, I can't count. 12 days?
Yeah. But no, so I'm a big fan of... Because I like to throw people off their rhythm. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm the sociopath. But like if someone says... Okay, so Bin, can you pretend that you're the phone's ringing and you just answer it and you work at... Cats R Us.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring,
I'm like, how many times are we? Oh, I'm supposed to be answering. Yeah, wait, this is on my end.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Ring, ring.
I promise I'm not as dumb as I sound.
Wow, what an intro.
Welcome to Cats R Us. You've reached Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name's Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And there, you've got them off their rhythm. And then the conversation is yours.
How I feel?
Yep.
Exactly. No, but you literally had a conversation with someone today where you said, how are you? And they said, good.
Yeah.
And that was all.
Yeah. But then
that was
a Karen.
Well, it was real.
And there's different rules for Karens. I also want to know, shout out to all the Karens that have been affected by what can only be described as Karen phobia.
All the people that just want a concave bob hairstyle. Yeah.
Exactly. All the people
that don't want to be mean.
Yeah, all they wanted was long sides and fronts and really, 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 really short backs. And very, very, very straight hair.
And maybe some blonde highlights?
Yeah.
Some people are about that. Yeah. They're still nice people.
Yeah, maybe they do want sunglasses with diamantes around the outside.
Gucci.
But you know what? They can't hear you because they're listening to Kids Bop. And if you don't know that, then you're not a true Karen stan.
I don't even know that.
Oh, Miss Bliss Treats likes the mention in my story.
Wait, I didn't. What?
Oh my god, mentioned.
Us, they repost in their story. You.
Famous. Can't believe I'm famous. Can't believe I'm Michael Finch.
Can we just talk about the fact that I put halloumi on peanut butter toast this morning and it was lit?
Yeah, tell us about that.
I put halloumi on peanut butter. That's all there is to say about it. Try it. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
What inspired that decision?
I don't really know. I just wanted something other than just toast because I felt like a loser for spending $7 on natural peanut butter toast.
True.
And I was just going to eat the halloumi by itself. And then I was like, this is the perfect size to go on my sourdough.
Yeah.
So it happened.
Also,
caramel macchiatos. Wow, today's been an adventure.
Yeah, what? Did we figure out if macchiatos are only made by Starbucks?
Apparently, that's what Google said. Let me just go back. Caramel. Watch me forget how to smell.
How to smell.
Well, that's true because my life is just constant hay fever. The day I don't sneeze at least once. Start shook. Planning my funeral.
Absolutely shook.
Oh, now it says... I definitely got a different search the other day. It's a coffee beverage. The name means stained or marked milk.
Marked
an
milk.
An espresso stain on the milk used.
Wow.
An espresso macchiato is an espresso with a drop or two of milk or cream.
Okay, I don't want to start a turf war. But Miss Bliss isn't even followed by Michael Finch.
Wait, no. Is that... Hang on, I'm shook. I didn't tag the same people that you tagged. I tagged the actual restaurant. Do they have more than one Instagram?
Miss Bliss Treats?
Ooh.
Guys. We're breaking real tea.
Wow, check the silence.
Yeah, well, love.
Did we just forget we were recording for a second?
Yeah, love a podcast
then?
Where they, Okay, well, while you do that, I've got another question.
Okay.
I need to save some of these questions because we're actually having another guest, guys. Not in this episode, in a different episode.
Sit tight.
In several other episodes, by the sounds of it. This person, I think this might be some...
He'll be far more interesting than me.
I get the feeling that I could probably just leave the room. Just...
It's likely that I'll have a conversation with myself.
He can do a podcast takeover. Okay. So, do you think you're a good person?
Oh my god, that is a... I did not expect that. I feel like people who have to convince people that they're a good person probably aren't a good person. I feel like I'm a nice person.
Do you feel like you're a good person?
Is there a difference?
I think so.
Okay. I would hope so. I don't go out of my way to be a bad person.
Oh, exposed.
I don't know.
That's like...
I don't know. I'm one of those people that will just be like overthinking everything that I do, even if I was nice to someone. So
what, you leave here and have an actual existential crisis?
I've been in an existential, I can't say the word crisis, since I came out of the womb. So there's that. Also, can we please stop saying there's that?
Okay,
trash.
I am going to random questions. I had a lot, but I can't find them now.
You're not gonna get good answers out of me.
I think that these are, it's gonna be great. Guys, leave one like and one prayer if you think that this is going great.
Watch your first 1-star review come through.
Someone's like, I gave you one like. It's no, not 1 out of 5. What the fuck? So yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, if you're listening to this, you're actually currently listening to a 5-star podcast. I've got 3 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts, so don't mean to brag, but I'm pretty fucking big deal. No reviews yet, which I'd love, selfishly. And also selflessly, you know, so that when people come across this, they can really see what they're in for. And that actually might be helpful, because trying to explain what this is to people that I know probably won't, like, get it, is difficult. So if you guys could just leave a review and tell people and be like, 5 stars, but, like, what the fuck just happened? That would be really, really, really helpful.
First person to leave a comment gets a sushi phone case.
Tea.
Must have an iPhone 8.
Yeah, and also must live like within a 5k vicinity of myself.
Ain't nobody got time to pay for shipping.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, if you fit those criteria.
Dave Sunderland.
Yeah, Dave. Dave, shout out to you, my constant fan. I actually think he's given up listening to my podcasts. Because
once he hears Albs on here, he'll be like, cancelled.
Just calls Apple Podcasts and says, excuse me, please remove this podcast. Okay, so now to the serious business. What's the dumbest way you've been injured?
Can you answer these questions as well?
Okay, yeah. This isn't dumb, but it is kind of the funniest. I was hit by a car, and because I was hit by a car and taken to a hospital, I missed a road safety assembly at school.
I'm so sorry. Can we go back to the part where I just said I was a good person?
Bailey is quaking. He's like...
I'm so sorry. I'll see myself out.
Have I not told you that?
You told me about how you got hit by the car, but you tell me that you missed a road safety.
Oh, but unreal.
To be fair, it wasn't your fault that you got hit by
the car. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's not dumb. It's just like, what is...
It's ironic.
Yes. And what's really funny is that the driver fell out of their car and was so, like, traumatized by the fact that it hit a kid. And I was pretty much, like, half under the car, but, like, I was actually fine because... I didn't get, like, run over by the wheels or anything. Like, the car hit me, but then my legs went under the middle bit, so they weren't, like, run over or anything. But I was kind of a bit hidden. I was thinking I was, like, 5. But the driver was so, like, traumatized by the fact that they thought they'd completely run over this kid that they opened their car door, went to get out, and just, like, fell out on the road and was screaming. And so people came to help them and all rushed to them to check if they were okay. Meanwhile... I'm just under the fucking car, so that's kind of fun. So how are you injured, Ben?
I don't know. Oh, here we go. I was learning how to ride my bike without training wheels on a netball court.
Yeah.
I was 7, so a bit of a late bloomer.
I was going to say, was that why you took last Wednesday off?
Yes.
No.
Actually, well, I'm pretty much relearning how to ride my bike. You know how people say things are, like, as easy as riding your bike?
Wow, we've got this.
Wow, hello. Oh,
this is a lot.
Intruder!
Hold on, we've got a special guest before the special guest. Hello, Mitchell.
Hello, Jessica.
Are you? Why are you surrounded by children?
Is this how I roll?
Hangs up, calls the police immediately.
Can I get in?
No, sorry. Yes, you can. Which side of the building are you on?
Go to the other side.
Past the pool.
Oh.
The door, but it's locked.
Oh. Yeah, if you go around to the other side of the building, you can just come in.
Wow.
I don't know if you're still recording, but that is how you break into Jessica's house.
What?
If one door doesn't work, you go to the other one.
Yeah, we haven't quite wrapped up this one, so you can witness the end of one. Bailey's going to be like, why are there so many people in this
pretty
very
sure this
small
whole thing's
going
to be deleted.
No
stairs,
yeah, just,
Mitchell.
No, you can do either. There's no...
Maybe just simmer down.
See, I told you guys, got to be thrown in the trash.
Strobin.
See, that's what I mean. When I'm in trouble, I get called Bindi, but when people want to be friends with me, they call me Bin.
Throw Bindi in the trash, 2020.
It's a hashtag. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm close
so
enough to
if you
to
go
this.
Around, and then if you go in the door with a key that I'll throw down to you. I'm not throwing down a key.
Oh, there's more?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, it's open. I can get in.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to pretend that my door isn't always unlocked. And then go to, actually, I should probably pause the podcast for this bit. Speaking of letting me live. Wow. So, Bindi, how about you tell us the rest of the story about the time you were injured riding a bike?
I don't really remember what I was up to. I think I started going off on some tangent about how people think it's as easy as riding a bike and I can't ride a bike. So there's that.
We started the podcast again for that.
Hello. So, anyway.
So time's a thing. Some time has passed since I hit record. Not so much for you guys, but for us. So we actually forgot what had happened. Listen, we could have listened back to the end of this podcast. As I'm saying that, I'm like, that was an option we had on the table. Why didn't we do that?
I got nothing.
Okay, good. For anyone who's wondering, Emily has gotten even more into bed.
I'm asleep now.
When we first started off, she was lying on the edge. She's completely...
I was on top, and then I got under. And then I just... was sitting, and then I was laying, but now I'm sitting again.
Good. Okay.
Just the doona is just really not pretty anymore.
No, but that's quite all right. We'll survive.
I'm just here making myself at home.
Yeah. We have a secret guest as well that you guys have no context about whatsoever, because he definitely wasn't just on a phone call. And you're definitely not going to get introduced to him in future episodes. So... you know, in case
you say this, but you literally just told them that he was going to feature on
multiple
episodes.
What is continuity?
Throw her in the trash.
Why are you flashing red?
I don't know. Is that, am I too close?
I don't know. It just blurred at you. Give it a test.
Ah. I don't know.
I
does
it
when I'm really
loud? When you laughed, it lit up your tongue, which is weird. Well,
you got to make it some male listeners.
We love an audio podcast where people can just put whatever visual to it. Well, shout out to... No, I'm not going to say that because that person is listening. Oh, I'd love to say that this one podcast has gone off the rails, but there's something about this which is weirdly more structured than how a lot of them go. So, okay, how did you get injured riding a bike? Sorry, that's pretty aggressive.
Okay. Look, in short, my dad pushed me. I was going so well, and then I didn't know how to brake, and I ran into a netball pole, and now I have a dent in my shin.
Oh.
I landed in the pedals.
Oh.
Yeah, so a netball pole ruined my life. And my beautiful modelling shins.
I mean, kind of sound like your dad pushed you into a...
No, he was doing the nice trauma thing. Yeah. He no...
I think this might be a different episode.
Look, my relationship with my father is definitely a whole nother episode.
Oh.
No. No.
Wow. She's got
no
pants on either.
I do. I have a skirt on. Oh my god. Oh.
Calls the police immediately.
I quit. How do I turn this off?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay. That is all. I do have pants on.
What a sign off.
Ben signing out. Going back to the trash.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend that I don't jump back into this and do a new outro. Because I think we all know, all of us sitting here together today, and I mean around the world, I don't just mean right here. We all know that that was
going to be deleted.
Hot fucking garbage.
Oh my god. What is this laugh?
Look.
Honestly, that was terrible.
You're going through a lot, and I don't want to shame you.
So please. My whole life is just a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, let's not talk about my dad.
Wasn't going to. I was truly about to just leave the podcast, but
everything's fine.
What else would you not like to talk about real quick?
We're not going back to this question, please.
What question?
The very first question you asked me, you threw an interview on me.
What was it?
What do you want people to talk less about?
And what would that be?
My dad.
Oh. Why is that?
You're not in this podcast.
Watch where we pick up the conversation about Emily's dad in the next podcast.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Wait, do you want people to follow you?
No.
You heard it here first, folks. Enjoy, stay saved, and do God's missions. Goodbye.